station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Egghead Jeopardy contestant.
Mr. Egghead Jeopardy contestant.
You, sir, are imbued with the God-given gift to respond to questions that are actually answers with answers that are actually questions.
And you get every single one right.
Yes, you've accumulated a vast fortune, Mr. Egghead Jeopardy contestant, with a head full of knowledge and a fistful of buzzers.
You've made more money than Merv.
And you're a whole lot funnier than Alex.
But that's not really saying much.
I'll say. So the next time you think you're smart enough to be on that show, plop your brains on the couch and drop your jaw in salute to Mr. Egghead Jeopardy contestant, a real American hero.
Mr. Egghead Jeopardy contestant.
Sorry, form of a question, please.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning. It's October 1st, 2010, a new month. A new chapter in your life. Welcome to the show.
And a new you.
And a new you. There you go.
And a new you.
And a new you. Good morning to you, Kara.
What's up, Sam? How you doing?
Good. Sam? Good. I had to get you to remove your chocolate stain on your face.
Because
I wasn't going to sit and look at it all morning. And now you're looking good.
Now your wish was granted.
Yes. How are you doing this morning?
I'm holding in there, you know, second day of my period, and just update everybody.
Oh, okay. It's important for us to know. Everybody mark it down on your calendars.
Well.
October 1st.
You know, I'm just saying, second day, though.
You're just saying. So what, it's hard?
It's just not fun.
No.
It really is like, you know, and I don't like that women can't talk about it, because if they do talk about it, there's like a taboo. You know what I mean? You're kind of, it's kind of like, oh, you're dying. We don't want to hear about that. But I'm not going into details. I'm just saying, psychologically, physically, and emotionally, it really does get to you.
It's not does like it really?
Yeah.
Like just, in what way? I mean, what does it make you
like
feel?
Like you feel bloated. Uh-huh. Okay. Like, and I don't, how do you explain bloat? You just feel pressure in your body pushing outward.
Mm.
There's that.
Mm-hmm.
There's also just the feel, so your clothes don't fit. That already makes you depressed. Your clothes don't fit.
Really? That bad, huh?
Yeah.
The bloating.
Unless you wear like baggy clothes all the time, which we know I don't. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing.
There's that. Mm-hmm. And then there's just, you just feel so tired.
Mm-hmm.
Fatigued.
Yeah. You what? Seem tired.
I am.
Do you want to go home?
Anyway, I love everybody out there.
Good.
I hope you guys are doing great.
Yeah.
So definitely just, if you can avoid, you know, having that in your
having
life.
Having a period, yeah.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Becoming a man?
No, you can get really, really skinny, I think.
Mm.
I know some women.
Really?
Think,
and then you stop your period?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's a terrible way to
go. Yeah,
grow.
It's not good. It's not good, actually.
No.
I'm not saying do that.
Yeah.
Although I was making a joke the other day. Mm-hmm. I was like, I think in one time, and I don't mean this guy, so, and I'm not advocating this at all if you're listening and you're a young girl. I'm just making a joke. But I was like, I think one time in my lifetime, I want to get like super skinny, like almost anorexic skinny,
mm-hmm.
just to see what it's all about.
Mm.
It'll last one day and I'll start eating because I can't not, you know,
yeah.
not eat. But, you know, I would just to see what it's like to not have boobs, to not be like, mm-hmm. you know, body-ish and just be like little.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the thing is, you're one of those who are not skinny, but still very attractive. So
did you guys
you
get
carry
that?
Yourself well.
Well, thank you.
Know. Yes.
I think it's funny that...
It's a compliment.
Thank you. No, I'm not very skinny at all. But no, I would think it'd be kind of fun to see what it's like to be like a little girl, like tiny.
Yeah. Like the girls we had here yesterday. Very tiny.
Yeah, like this thin. One was tiny.
Yeah,
she was pretty normal looking.
Yeah?
She was petite, but I mean, I'm talking little.
Yeah. You should have seen the girl who was here on Monday.
What did she look like?
Very cute. I mean, there were two girls. Mm-hmm. One was very cute, but she was really tiny. So.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold me close to tiny dancer.
Yeah. I don't know. I think men like tiny girls. You know, you can sort of wrap your hands around them, you know, grab their ass with one hand.
Yeah, but they don't have an ass.
Yeah, you don't know that.
I think everybody's different.
Depends. I'm not talking about skinny, you know, anorexic skinny. I'm just talking about, you know.
Yeah. No, I think it's, I think everybody's different in what they like. I feel like I meet, and maybe it's just because of the body type I have. I meet men that love body, you know. Uh-huh. I mean, clearly I'm not meeting guys that like tiny girls. But I always meet a guy. It's so funny because I'll meet guys randomly, especially in this town. They have no damn filter, you know. So they'll make sure to let me know, like, you know what, you are, or this, or you know,
really?
Whatever. And they.
Why do guys think women like that?
That's, I mean, they'll amazing, just make sure to let me know that they know what kind of body I have and that they like it.
I see.
And I was like, we don't have to cover that in the first 3 minutes of talking. I mean, these aren't guys I go out on dates with or anything.
Right.
It's just
guys
random.
That hit on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I don't know. I just, I think all different kinds of women are pretty, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Like little girls are real pretty and there's a different beauty, a different kind of beauty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or elegant, really tall women, really elegant, statuesque.
Yeah. You know, it's funny we're talking about this because we're going to cover a book today called Live Like a Hot Chick. Mm-hmm. And it's actually not what you think. You know, they define hot chick differently from the way most of us do. So we're going to talk to them. But it's about, you know, feeling sexy, living with confidence, you know, things like that. So it's not just about your looks at all.
Yeah.
And so that'll be interesting. We'll talk to them in a few minutes. They're going to call in. And... it was actually pretty good. I mean, it's...
Are you reading it?
No, the book is too girly, you know?
Really?
I mean, I just started reading it just to be familiar with it.
But what did you get?
But it's for girls, you know?
Do you think there's anything you can take from it and apply to your life?
No.
Nothing? Nothing? Like confidence?
Nothing.
Really?
No, this is about women, man. It tells you about, you know, what they go through and things like that, you know? We'll cover it in a little bit. You can have the book. You can have it. It's pretty cool, actually.
I already do all this, though. I don't even know what it is, but I already know I live like a hot chick.
Yeah.
My life is ridiculous.
Okay. That's good. That's good, yeah.
But no,
you do have the confidence and...
No, no, it actually looks like a great book. I want to actually thumb through it because it looks cute. It's got a pinup picture in the front, so that's why I'm into it.
Yeah.
I love pinups. No, I don't really know. I mean, I think that it's a... I mean, not the book. So much I haven't read the book, but I get that... You know, what it is to be, you know, sexy. What does sexy mean, really? You know, sexy is kind of an essence I think somebody has. And does it mean you want to just bed the person or does it mean that they have a an attractiveness to them, you know?
Yeah.
Like they draw people, you know? And I think that that comes in many different ways because everybody on the receiving end is different. And then everyone that emits it, that essence is different.
Right.
And,
I think sexy is when you make yourself attractive to the other sex, no? Or to
I think that's kind of basic, yeah. But I also think, you're pretty much right. But I also think it's kind of a, I don't know. I think what people find sexy is, okay, so I was at an airport. I think I told you guys this story, but I'll make it short. Matt, I was at an airport. I was talking to this guy. He's engaged. We chatted the whole time. Really cute guy. And then we get on the plane, and we're chatting. And he was telling me how... there were these two girls that he used that were in his group of friends. Mm-hmm. And they were, he said there was this one girl. She was really pretty and, very, very pretty girl, but you know, none of the guys in the group would have ever gone after her. And she was asking like, why hasn't anybody ever approached her? And he goes, I didn't understand why, but she just didn't have that vibe. She's more like a little sister, but she was really pretty.
Right.
And then there's another girl that was in their group who was not nearly as pretty, but she was just, every guy just was like, ooh, he's like standing next to her.
Yeah.
He's like, even just standing next to her, I could feel like just this like this drawing kind of feeling. Like right. He was just like, oh.
Because I think she exudes something, you know?
Yeah, and that's what he said. And then he managed to let me know that I have that quality, as though he is, and he's engaged. I was like, okay, we'll just stop the conversation right there because I didn't want to progress. But I was thinking about, well, what is that? You know, if it's not just a looks thing, because there's clearly beautiful girls, but for some reason they're not as sexy.
Mm-hmm.
It's something internal. I think it's maybe a like somebody is loving life, you know, or somebody is inviting and warm,
right?
Or they're very, very open to, you know, they're good listeners. I don't know what it is. I think it's kind of a combination of being really open and loving life and having an, you know what I mean?
So you're talking about attitude, I think.
Yeah, you know? I think that that's, I think that that, I mean, obviously looks play a part of it, especially men are visual, but I also think that that inner attitude towards life and towards people kind of transcends the looks, you know, makes you more.
Yeah. What I find sexy is a woman that takes care of herself. You know, I mean, nice nails. You know, it doesn't have to have makeup or anything. But what the hell are you doing?
So he's saying not me.
No,
poor
not
Sam.
At all.
Poor Sam always sees the crappy me. I do. I roll out of the damn bed.
Why?
No, you were saying somebody takes care of themselves and I have chocolate on my face this morning.
Yeah, you do have more chocolate on your face now. Yeah. Over here, you gotta wipe it. Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Why are you making such a mess of yourself this morning?
Just, Sam, it's hard being a girl, okay?
Oh, it is hard being a girl.
It's hard being a girl. Okay. Second day of that, which
we talked
about.
To keep chocolate off your face, that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's relaxed.
No, you dress nicely when you come here.
Oh, I don't
think
mean
you
dress.
You take care of yourself.
No. I'm just making a joke because I always roll out of bed and...
Yeah.
And you're just, you know...
Yeah. But you still, I mean, you don't let yourself go, you know? I mean, you still... Put on a face and
halfway.
Yeah, halfway.
Yeah, halfway.
So when you go out, you do more, right?
Oh yeah, I went out last
Heavier
night.
Heavier makeup and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just did more finished look. Oh, is there?
Yeah, we got a call. Our guest is calling, so we'll see. Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Kira. Go ahead.
I have your next guest. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Everybody there?
Yep. Yep.
Good morning to you. Is this Jody?
Yes, hello.
Okay, hi. We weren't sure if it was going to be you or Serena calling, so that's why I wanted
to... Oh, we're
to
both here, Jody and Serena.
Oh,
we're
I see.
We're both on the phone. We're both here.
I see. Okay, good morning or good afternoon to you. Where are you calling from? What part of the country are you in?
I'm in New York. This is Jody, and Serena is in L.A.
Oh, Serena,
so
you're in L.A.
Oh,
I see. Okay, that's cool. So you're enjoying the heat just like as much as we do, right? And then back east, you guys have storms and everything.
Somebody's got the rain going on. Yeah, this heat is crazy. It's getting better, though.
Yeah, it is.
Getting better.
It is. But back east, I know they're having storms and rains and everything. So I guess we should count our blessings
crazy.
Here. Yeah, yeah. Well, you ladies wrote a book called Live Like a Hot Chick, How to Feel Sexy, Find Confidence, and Create Balance at Work and Play. So I started reading the book, and the first thing, obviously, you realize is the way you ladies define a hot chick. Can you tell us a little bit about that? It's not really what we think. You know, someone picks up the book, How to Live Like a Hot Chick. They're thinking of these, like, gorgeous model types and that sort of thing. But you guys took a different approach.
Yeah, I'm glad you started with that because we are trying to redefine that term hot chick, and we define it as a confident woman, someone who knows what she wants and isn't afraid to go out and get it. You know, it's really not about the physical. We all know those women who may not be perfect looking or classically beautiful, but they just have a spark in their eye that just makes them attractive to men, to women, to friends, to job opportunities. You know, they just have it going on, and that's what we mean when we're referring to a hot chick.
Right. So Kira and I were talking just before you called, and, you know, we were talking about how it probably has to do a lot with attitude, the way a woman carries herself.
100%, it's on the attitude, exactly. It's you know, so many women let their insecurities sort of take over and rule and ruin their life, and we actually, our advice in Live Like a Hot Chick, the first step to living like a hot chick is sort of making over that attitude and telling yourself that you're beautiful and that you're confident and you deserve all the goodness in the world, whether it's in your career, your relationship, how you feel about your body, and that's the first step into feeling like that confident woman that, you know, can get everything that you want in life.
Right. And I would imagine, you know, I mean, when you feel good about yourself, then you dress well and you behave, in a way that shows you confidence and so forth. So, you know, I think it makes a lot of sense what you're saying. So it's not just about the looks. Tell us some of the things that you recommend on how a woman should live and feel like a hot chick.
Yeah, you know, it is all about saying positive things to yourself and staying positive, you know, and the opposite is true. When you look past the mirror and say, oh, I'm a fat pig, I don't deserve anything good in my life, you know, when you have that negative thought process in your head, it translates into what you eat and whether or not you exercise and how you dress and how you carry yourself. But if you just change the way you talk to yourself, your internal monologue, it completely affects everything. You'll start, you know, treating yourself better when it comes to what you're eating, and you'll start exercising more and having more energy, and that will change the way you carry yourself, and that will change the way other people see you. So just a small change, like the way you talk to yourself or the way you talk about other women, because the same thing goes for that. If you're constantly looking for the negative with other women, you'll do the same thing with yourself. But if you instead look for the positive, look for the beauty in other women, it'll be so much easier to see it in yourself as well.
Right, right. So now what are we going to do about, you know, the fact that, let's say, men and many women consider hot chicks, you know, the model type and so forth. And, I mean, doesn't that leave out many women, you know, if they don't look like that?
Well, again, this isn't about looking a certain way. This is about knowing that you are beautiful and that you are powerful, and it really doesn't matter what you look like, what size or shape you are, what your relationship status is. You deserve everything that you can get in life. And, you know, what's interesting is when you start to make the internal changes and tell yourself that you're beautiful and that you deserve all the goodness the world has to offer, it starts to make over yourself physically as well. You start naturally making better choices. Like Jody just said, you'll start eating better. You'll start exercising. And this book in particular is about balance. It's about fighting. You know, we're all so overwhelmed with life right now, especially during these tough economic times, you know, trying to make money to pay the bills and do the laundry and take care of the kids. And, you know, when do we find time to tell ourselves that we're beautiful and that we're powerful and that we can get what we want in life? When do we find time to even sit down to figure out what we really want in life? And this book is about that. It's about taking a step back and slowing down and first making yourself feel good, feel like our definition of a hot chick. And then we have all sorts of tips on how to sort of put that into action so you can actually start living like one. And it's about balancing your life so you can make more time for fun and more time for things that make you feel good. And when you make that time to feel good and have a heyday, like we call it, you're going to sort of feel better about yourself and you'll look better. It's that spark. It's that internal spark that comes from within that makes you look better on the outside.
Right, yeah. And, you know, I mean, and you're totally right about this, because, I mean, I've met women that are not necessarily what we call sexy or attractive, but you can see the attitude, you know. I mean, they make a place for themselves in the world and don't let people step on them and don't let people define for them what they're like. You know,
well, confidence is, you know, exactly what you just said. Confidence is sexy. Knowing that, you know, you're beautiful and powerful and smart and savvy, that is sexy and that is attractive to men, like Jody said, men, job opportunities, girlfriends, it doesn't matter. That will draw great people into your life and great things into your life.
You know, I got to interject. So I have these friends, right?
Yeah.
I have these girlfriends.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And, you know, one's a real skinny little bitch, and she just works her little hours off. She's always in the gym. She's hot. She looks great. Right?
Fine.
She's just, I mean, she repels men away. She repels them. And, I mean, I get a lot of man attention, and I'm not saying that arrogantly. I just do. And it's funny because, you know, and I'm not a size 2 at all, and she just works so hard. And I've been telling her for years, and not just her, she kind of represents a lot of friends I have, not a lot, but a few of them,
right,
that put so much emphasis on the exterior, and they're not bad people. They're beautiful, lovely, beautiful, beautiful women, like great hearts, great minds, great personalities. But for whatever reason, there's an intimidation, there's an insecurity, there's a guardedness. And so it doesn't matter how much they work out, if they can't enjoy being as in shape as they are, if they can't enjoy, you know, celebrating that and letting people find them attractive, if they can't really, it's like, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? What's the point of being so cute,
totally,
you know, so cute, if all you do is shut people down? And people don't realize they do that sometimes, you know? And I'm like, man, I don't go to the gym that much. I mean, I work out, but I'm not like hanging out in the gym like this girl does, and mm-hmm. I'm not working half as hard, yeah. as hard as she is. You know what I mean? Why is it so hard for women to realize that it's not just this? It's really not just this. It's not just bigger boobs. It's not just skinnier, you know, waist. It's not just, you know, blonder hair or whatever it is. You know what I mean? It's not just these things. And I think a lot of women they think it's too easy. They're like, no, I can't just be, I need to develop a personality. Or, oh, it can't just be, I need confidence. It can't just be that I need to hold my head up high and have a smile on my face. I think women refuse to believe that it's that, you know, basic. Mm-hmm. It's just to up their attraction factor. Why is that so hard for women to just embrace that?
Well, I think, you know, our society does put so much of an emphasis on the physical. You know, you look at the tabloid magazines and you see them attacking one celebrity for being too skinny
That's
and another
true.
One for being too fat, you know, and that leaves a lot of women confused. They say, okay, well, I don't look like either of those women. What am I, you know, what am I supposed
right.
to
yeah,
do
that's
here?
True.
How am I supposed to think about myself?
Yeah.
You know,
there isn't anyone out there telling women you need to look inside and deal with yourself and be comfortable in your own skin, and that's what's going to make you sexy. You know, we wrote these books because we felt like there was a real need for that. There was a real, you know, need there for a positive voice telling women to take a minute and think about who they actually want to be and what is going to make them more attractive is that internal quality.
Yeah. You know, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you know what you were saying about your friend who works so hard at being so physically beautiful, you know, but she, it sounds like she's miserable. You know, we started this book series with How to Eat Like a Hot Chick, and then we followed up with How to Love Like a Hot Chick, and that's the girlfriend guide to getting the love you deserve. And there's a whole section of stuff in that book about, you know, it really doesn't matter what you look like. If you're sending off the wrong vibe to men, to women, to, you know, future bosses, you are not going to get that love you deserve. And it's sad that so many women think that, you know, spray tans and hair extensions and, you know, Botox are going to, like, change their lives. It does not start there. It starts inside.
It really doesn't.
Completely. And, you know, yeah, we're trying to sort of help rewire every woman's brain to start living this way. It's so powerful when you let all that negative stuff go and you're like, you know what? I'm hot just the way I am. You start actually to become physically hotter because you're coming from the right place.
Right.
Well, I always say too, I'm like, you know, it does take a level of courage to go, okay, well, I don't really add up to what the magazine says I should look like. The thing with me is I just have a real short attention span with that stuff. So I forget that I'm not really look the way I'm quote unquote supposed to look. So I'm just loving life. And I really just think I'm hot all the time. So I think the funny thing is like, I say I'd rather be the girl that's like wearing an outfit she shouldn't be wearing, getting down on the dance floor, having a blast, mm-hmm. and think she's hot, but she's not, than being the girl that is really hot, but isn't loving any minute of it. You know what I mean? If I had to choose, I'd rather be the girl that's like, okay, come on now, hey, you know, I'd rather be that girl.
Totally. Well, and that's
fun.
Well, that is hot, and that's why you're attracting so many people in your life, and that's why your girlfriend can't, you know, get a date and that you're getting the attention. Like, that is what, yes, like, pay it forward. That is awesome.
Right. It's really funny to me. It's just, I think it's like the emphasis is in the wrong thing. But, yeah, I think it takes a level of courage for women to kind of go, you know what, screw this. You know, this is the way I look. I love my, you know, I'm grateful. I think it's a gratitude. Like, I'm grateful for what I have. I'm going to accentuate what I have.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a good time and just, you know, let it go. And then, you know, I think you help empower other women to kind of, you know, feel good about themselves because they're like, oh, look at her. She's having fun. She looks great for her. And she's working it. She's working it. And then I think some of them are like, yeah, I could do this too.
Yeah. Totally. And, you know, we talk about that in the book, the whole gratitude thing. It's about being in the moment and appreciating what you have. You know, so many women think, oh, when I lose those 5 pounds, then I'll be happy. Or when I finally get a man, then I'll be happy. Or when I get a better job, then I'll be happy. And the truth is, you're never going to be happier than you are right now. Right. And you have to make the most of that and enjoy your time, because life is too short to just keep waiting for the next thing to happen to finally be happy.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, and many women, you know, you see them going through surgery and you know, body enhancement and all that stuff, and you realize their energy is in the wrong place, you know, because if for the most part it doesn't make them more attractive. It just shows you that they're probably very insecure if they need to fix their body that way.
Yeah, I mean, look at Heidi Montag. Like, it's so sad. It really is. I mean, she's so young, and she underwent so many surgeries to just make herself look like what her really incorrect definition of hot chick is. And, you know, it's just, you know, she needs to do some deep soul searching, you know.
That's a deep issue.
What's sad is that is, you know, what some of our younger generation is looking at and idolizing. And we really want to help change that. And like you were saying a second ago about, you know, being that friend to other people and showing them, like, look, it doesn't matter what I'm wearing, I can get down on the dance floor and wear whatever. Like, it is so important to be that example. Jody and I were that example for each other. We were not having enough fun. Our energy was in the wrong place. We were letting our insecurities hold us back. And it was our friendship that really helped us, you know, change our lives and help us feel better about ourselves. We helped each other feel better about ourselves, and now we're trying to share that advice with women everywhere.
Well, then it sounds like you're very qualified to give this advice.
Okay, I just saw your pictures on the back. You guys are totally hot. Don't even try to pretend that you had to overcome ugly.
It's the attitude.
I know it's the attitude.
I mean, that's really sweet, but no, we did not always feel that way at all, and we still don't those days. You know, another point we talk about is, like, you can flip, it doesn't matter what you look like. Every woman can get up in the morning and look in the mirror and focus on her flaws.
That's
what's unhealthy, and that's what holds us back in life.
Right. Mm. Okay, the book is Live Like a Hot Chick, and we're talking to Jody Lipper and Serena Vincent. Do you guys have a website where we can learn more?
Yeah, we do. It's Heyday Productions, Heyday Productions.com, and they can find us on Twitter at Hot Chick Books and on Facebook at Hot Chick Book Series. And the book is available in all bookstores.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you for giving us time in this enlightenment this morning. We really appreciate it. All the
best.
Thank
you, guys.
Yes, congratulations on the book. And everybody, remember that the ladies have two. Is it two more books that you wrote before this one?
Yeah, How to Eat Like a Hot Chick and How to Love Like a Hot Chick are the first two, and this one is Live Like a Hot Chick.
Right, right. Well, sounds like a great series to me. Ladies, thank you so much again, and all the best to you with the book. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so those were Jody Lipper and Serena Vincent. The line was a bit noisy, but I think we got the gist of it. And sounds pretty good. I mean, you know, I would definitely recommend this. And they're right, you know, and that's a part of the book I read about also, is that it doesn't matter how beautiful you are. You get up in the morning and you start looking at your flaws and you don't feel hot at all. You know, and that's what many people don't realize.
I think it's for men, too. I know so many men that...
For men as well, absolutely.
I think a lot of men are so insecure. And I think, I mean, Sarah and I, my roommate, we know we have these, like, guilty attractions. And we'll be like, she's like, if you meet this guy, she has a crush on this dude. I can't go into it. But she said, Kara, if you meet this guy, you're going to totally judge me for liking him. And I was like, whatever. I've liked some ugly guys. I've had crushes on the most awkward, weird ugly dudes.
Really?
Just because I see something different in them. I just love a talent they have or something like that, you know?
Right.
And anyway, it's one of these things, like, some of these guys have swagger. I mean, they have got some confidence and they are not hot, but it'll fool you.
Yeah.
You'll start to go, you know what, they're so funny, or they just have a little smart-ass attitude, or they're just really, really intelligent, or something about them will shine and they'll have that confidence, or, you know, and it's... And they're not necessarily that attractive.
Yeah.
But then they become way attractive.
Yeah. I know. It's funny that way, you know. But it does have to do with confidence and attitude and stuff. Because, you know, I mean, you know, you see a lot of you know, good-looking chicks and everything, you know, walking around, and they don't really give a shit about anybody, you know. They're just like, here, watch me, I'm posing, you know. And that's not a way to attract people, you know, by any means.
That's funny.
Yeah. Mm. So, Facebook is upgrading their photo feature.
Too.
They're going to allow you to do a lot more things. First of all, they're saying that now it's one of the largest photo sharing sites.
Mm.
You know, whereas, you know, it's, some
used
sites are
Flickr.
Exclusively for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, with all the people that that Facebook has, I would imagine that they would surpass everybody. Now, you can also upload high-res photos. And
what are
which
high?
You could, high-res is like really like... like large photos that have a lot of detail and everything. What they do now is like, for example, when you take a photo with your digital camera, mm-hmm. that's a high-res photo, you know? It's
Oh, a high-resolution.
Yeah, high-resolution.
I thought you meant
high-rise.
Right.
No, high-res.
Like, okay.
No. And so, but now when you upload them, Facebook sort of like downgrades the image and makes it not as high a resolution.
Mm.
So, but now what they're going to do is they're going to leave the resolution as it is. So when you download it, you can actually print the picture and it would look good,
mm.
which is cool. I also noticed this morning before I read the article that they added this thing where you can do like a mass tagging of or bulk tagging is what they call it, of pictures, you know. So you can tag pictures all at the same time or whatever, I don't know what it is. But also now you're going to be able to see the pictures from anywhere on the site, you know, so you don't have to go. So it sounds like it's pretty cool stuff, you know. I mean, they're constantly improving things and you know, I don't know. I think Facebook has got it right, you know.
Mm.
Every time I go on Twitter, I'm like, this thing is like frustrating and boring to me.
You yeah. know? I know what you mean.
Because it's not really people talking to each other. It's people just announcing things, you know? And it pretty soon it becomes like a spam thing, you know, where all you hear is people talking. There's no conversations, you know?
That's a good point.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can reply to people, but nobody sees it. You know, you don't know what the hell's going on there.
Yeah.
And so often you're hearing or you're reading like responses to things, but you don't know what the hell they're responding to.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know. I've never really been into Twitter. I mean, yeah. I do Facebook, but that's...
Yeah.
I'm still not, you know.
Yeah, you don't post a lot on Facebook.
Mm-mm. I think I may have changed my settings, too, because I've been having people post my reunion pictures up there. People have been doing that, and I don't think other people are seeing it. I think I changed
Don't. I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Because you said that you were tagged in some photos, so I went to your page. No photos there.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. I must have done something to the settings. Because I was like, sometimes they post these pictures of me, and I'm like, guys, come on.
Yeah. Well, you can untag them if you want.
I know, but sometimes I'm like, how many people have already seen that? And I've just untagged it. Like, I was dancing one night. Okay, so Friday night, we went to the a little bar mm-hmm. after this football game, and everybody from the reunion went, you know. Mm-hmm. And I had fun, and I was getting my dance on and stuff, and... You know, I had a couple drinks and everybody's dancing around or whatever. Well, not everybody, just me and like three people.
Yeah, you said you couldn't get anybody to dance.
No, this is a bar, so it's a little more relaxed, but still, it was just nobody was dancing. But anyway, long story short, like, you know, this girl, like, I was bending down or something, the girl took a picture, but I had shorts on, thank God.
Uh-huh.
She took a picture of that, and I'm like, I still don't want that tagged. I don't want that ass tagged. don't you tag that ass. So I don't want her to tag it. And then, like, you know, boob shots, things like that.
Yeah.
People do stuff when they're like out in the bar. They're like, pictures, you know.
I like when you do that voice. Oh man.
Yeah, they're just like, MC pictures, and I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
I have a very specific way I like pictures to be taken.
Okay, well, you have to tell people how to do it.
I do, actually.
I know, it's like the photographer has to stand on a friggin' chair.
Yeah.
So you don't get your chin.
Yep, thank you. Yeah. See, you know me.
I know you already. You made me do it.
I know. You know me,
That's
Sarah.
Why we don't take a lot of pictures of Kara. She's that crazy about it.
I like them a certain way. Lots of makeup, great lighting, high angle. Boom! There you go. None of this candid bullshit. Yeah. It's funny. But why did I made a joke at my reunion? I was like, we're really just here to see if everybody looks like their Facebook profile picture.
Yeah.
It's like, that's it.
And they don't, right?
I was making a joke that I didn't as much. You know, I told you guys that.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, and then
I know. People must have seen your photos first, and then they go, who the hell is this girl?
Shut up. I still look good.
Oh, you look good. It just said
Come on. Like, I think you can look at some photos and go, this is a photo shoot.
Right.
And then some of the pictures are more like normal, you know?
Right, right.
I mean, if you're looking at anybody's, like, photo shoot, they're nobody. I've seen models that don't even look
no,
like...
No, none of them do.
Well,
none
and I was... It's so funny because we had a guest in here that was a model. I'm not going to go into it. I never would have thought until I was told I'm a model. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And then, because I was looking at the person, people just transform, you know, when you do makeup, hair, and lighting.
That's true.
And, you know, and it can happen to anybody. But no, I mean, I don't think I'm deceiving people. It's just, it's a different thing.
It's a different vibe, you know.
But no, yeah. I was making a joke, too. I said, it's very inconvenient gaining 10 pounds before you go to a high school reunion.
Yeah.
I said, I've been eating my feelings. And they taste really good.
Do you think you do any emotional eating at all?
I'm sure I have, but I don't know. I mean, I just haven't been on my game. I haven't been working out like normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to do all that work to be like a pretty average size.
Right.
And if I don't do it, then I'm just
But you don't eat just because you're upset or down or bored or
no,
whatever.
For me it's like am I eating like I can't if I eat junkie, I have to work out.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people can kind of get away with that. I have to work out.
Yeah.
And if I'm not working out.
But you just happen to like food a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I mean, I really don't eat. I make a lot of jokes about eating all the time because mm-hmm. I just think it's a fun topic. And I think it's relaxing. I think mm-hmm. it relaxes people to be like, I like to eat. I like to, you know, I think when you let it all hang out, it makes other people feel relaxed, you know? Mm. And I'm here on the radio and I'm
I see. So you want to make them feel relaxed.
Yeah, I'm on the radio. I'm here to make, well, I'm here to make jokes and stuff and bring, you know, have opinions on things. But I'm not, you know, it's really, I'm not really like face down in a cheesecake by myself every day. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
I really don't even eat as much as a lot of my friends,
mm-hmm.
like my roommates.
Yeah.
You know,
but it's about metabolism and
yeah, it's the whole thing.
Well.
You've just
yeah.
gotta
the whole
take
package.
Care of your body and so I just haven't been on my game.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not like I'm not a like you know in my family I guess if you want to say my family you know I don't really have that natural thin sides of families. They're all kind of thicker people. So mm-hmm. I have to really work out to be medium sized.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's which is fine. But if I'm not on my game. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, some shit's going to slip up.
I see. Okay.
But no, I threw all that. Here's the thing. I threw all that in there in my reunion stuff because, you know, okay, how do I say this? Okay, so I know I look good. And I do. Mm-hmm. I feel good. I look good. I got it going on. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I also know that it's good to make fun of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it relaxes people and people are able to receive you more, especially doing comedy. Like, nobody wants to see a hot, pretty girl up there making fun of other people or you know what I mean? I just make fun of myself and it works. It does.
Mm. Okay.
It's part of a strategy as well you know, when you do that stuff. But no, I mean, there's a little truth in it, but it's definitely part of a strategy to kind of soften the, you know.
Yeah. Do you get caught up in diets and shit like that?
I need to get caught up in a couple diets, but I'm not. I mean, I told you when I try to be anorexic one day, I'll probably have. I think what I'm gonna do is Diet Coke and gum.
Yeah, I see that Master Cleanse didn't last very long. Huh?
No, I just did that to de-bloat a few days before.
I see. Did it work?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, it did. It didn't make me lose tons of weight or anything. I only did it like 3 days.
Yeah.
It was just enough to kind of feel like, you know, everything's like de-bloated.
So you didn't eat anything for 3 days?
No, I did. I had salads and stuff. Mm. I did not eat. I had salads.
I see.
And then I had this juice.
Because you're not supposed to eat. You're just supposed to drink that.
Yeah, but I was doing I was doing my own version of it just to kind of, you know, like kind of drink lots of water. It's just, you know, it's just like a good little stringent. I'm not really that ridiculous with all that stuff.
Yeah,
it takes a lot of damn discipline.
Yeah.
You've got to really say no to everything.
Yeah.
You know.
Plus you're happy with yourself, so you're not under pressure, you know.
No, I mean, I want to tighten up a couple places and upgrade some things, but other than that,
okay.
Other than that, I mean,
some nip and tuck.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not gonna like lose sleep over it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Life's too short. It really is short.
Yeah.
Do you realize that?
It is short, man.
It is really short.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of people waste their time kind of thinking, oh, in the future X, Y, and Z, or oh, if only this, and it's like, well, okay, that's fine, but what about now?
Yeah.
You know.
What are you gonna do?
I mean, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That feeling of, or do you not do that at all? You're kind of like.
What?
Well, I think a lot of people think, well, if I hit this mark, if I hit that mark, if I have this, and it can be physical, it can be career, it can be everything. And I think it's good to have goals, but I'm also thinking like, you know.
Yeah. No, I think it's unrealistic to say, well, you know, by the time, you know, when I get to this weight, then I'm going to wear this, I'm going
to
wear that.
Or to have fun, you know, like, yeah. Why not just have fun now?
That's true, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Because I find that that's like, people keep thinking they're going to get there, and even if they start to get there, they're never happy, mm-hmm. you know? That's,
yeah.
It's like, I've seen it with so many people.
Yeah.
I have a friend.
I know.
I have a friend of mine who's lost so much weight. I mean, much weight. And in one way, she's very happy about it. But in another way, it hasn't solved anything for her. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's still struggling.
Yeah, you still carry your problems with you.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, wherever you go, there you are. That's what they say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make an announcement about the event next Friday night.
Oh, okay.
There's going to be an event at City Walk. So for those of you living in L.A., I highly recommend you come. It's going to be at the John Lovitz Comedy Store or Comedy Club. And it's
two
gonna
different
be
comedy clubs. Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. Anyway.
And, yeah, the comedy store, right?
Mm-hmm.
This thing is organized mainly by Ethan from Combat Radio.
Who doesn't like me anyway, go on.
Who was here. No, he likes you.
You're right.
But who was on the show a couple times. They have a show here on Thursday. And he decided to put on an event that features LA Talk Radio. There's going to be media there. There's going to be celebrities. I heard maybe Slash is going to be there.
Is the NFL guy going to be there?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to feel it out if I should go or not.
It'll be a good chance for you to make amends. You know?
Yeah, right. Yeah. He's probably going to tackle me, and not in a good way.
Yeah, Kara made some improper remarks, I guess, when we interviewed someone.
Laugh it off, you know, like, anyway.
Yeah, so, yeah, you laugh it off. But at any rate, I invite everybody to come. Everybody's invited. It should be really, really exciting. And that's next Friday at 8 o'clock at City Walk, John Lovitz. Be there, for sure. That'll be nice. Okay. Are you planning on coming?
I don't even plan my day, so if I'm still everywhere around and everything, yeah.
Yeah, I hope you come. It should be good.
I got to go get him. I'll buy him a damn drink or something.
He's not going to be there. He plays in...
No, Ethan.
Oh, you're going to buy Ethan a drink?
Yeah, I'll buy him. If I go, I'll buy him a pitcher or something.
Nah, come
on. Yeah, right.
Ethan's the nicest guy. He doesn't hate you. He doesn't dislike you. Relax.
No, but he's not happy about that situation. And
no,
even though he's
like...
Oh, man, I just...
But you apologized and you... You explained yourself or whatever. I'm not saying you apologized, but you explained yourself.
I did. I apologized to him because I thought he was mad. Then he comes back that I offended his guest. I was like, give me a number. Give me something. Let me take care of it. Then you guys are like, no big deal. Like, pick it. Is it a big deal or is it not a big deal?
Yeah.
Figure it out. Anyway, I probably will go.
Yeah, you love partying.
I do.
You'll be there. It should be fun. I mean, there'll be music and...
Is it a stand-up show?
No, not really. I mean, it's just like a party, like a
That's
big
cool.
party, you
That's
know,
cool.
an open party. And it should be nice. There's going to be, I think, samba dancers and shit like that there, you know.
You're going to be enjoying that.
Yeah. Yeah, when we went to that restaurant, they were dancing around me and stuff. And that
You're
was
loving
weird.
It.
I'm loving it, man. They had some great bodies, let me tell you.
That's funny.
And men are suckers for that stuff.
After we just had a conversation about it's all about your confidence level.
Yeah.
Here's Sam
Let's
to just
admit it,
not
most men
reaffirm
are shallow.
It.
They don't
to
care.
Not affirm it. Thanks, Sam.
What are you gonna do? That's the way of the world, you know? That's how things roll.
Anyway, women hold your head up high.
Yeah. There you go. Be proud.
Mm-hmm. You should.
Yeah.
Hey, I got an email from a good friend of ours who's a listener, and he had asked me to go ahead and plug a friend of his. It has a little baby, and the baby is suffering from basically holding on to his life. The little baby, I can't remember if it's like a cancer scare or it's leukemia.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is only a 2 month old.
Wow.
So it's, you know, anytime you see children like that, it's like the parents feel helpless. Everybody's hanging on by a wing, a prayer and a wing or whatever. And so basically, I think it's costing a lot of money to help the child and keep the child alive and the support for the family. So we're basically asking you guys to check out the website and see if you can kind of give anything that you can, or mm-hmm. just pray. I mean, hopefully both. But you can check it out at www.babymatthew.org, babymatthew.org. And it just kind of goes into his story and talks about what their needs are. And if you can't help, that's fine. Maybe pass it on to some friends, and or just, you know, definitely keep it in your prayers, because it's a little baby. And he's and this is a really cool listener of ours. It's Chris, and
yeah.
out of Colorado. And
yeah. And you definitely want to save a life, for sure, you know. And if you can help and stuff, that's an amazing thing. I'm going to check it out and see.
Yeah.
Babymatthew.org.
Yeah.
Well, at least it's easy to remember.
Yeah, little baby, check it out. And we really, really appreciate your help if you can.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you guys.
And we better help, too. Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know. Lately, I'm, like, encountering young children and babies having cancer and that, and it's so depressing, you know, that things like this happen. And but what are you gonna do, you know? That's why people, you know, that's what I'm saying, you know, when you're too involved with the way you look and everything, you're placing your energies in the wrong place, you know.
Yeah.
The thing is, what you gotta be grateful is being healthy, being able to wake up in the morning every day, you know, and mm-hmm. say you're alive, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I hear you. That's all that matters is, you know, I think we have way more. I mean, I think when we're sitting around nitpicking certain things like that, it's like, obviously we're not living for the right things in that moment.
No, you gotta put things in perspective, you know.
Yeah, in that moment, and being really grateful for everything you have.
Yeah. Well, Chris, we wish you the best, you know. Well, a lot of prayers and that, so.
Yeah, really cool. Really cool.
Yeah, so things will work out. Wow, 2 months old.
I know, a little 2 months old.
You gotta be strong, man. You gotta be strong, you know.
Yeah, and we'll be praying for you. I'll be lifting it up.
Yeah. So what are you going to do this weekend? Are you doing any...
I'm seeing a good friend of mine. I'm gonna squeeze some runs in. Why not?
Yeah, you haven't run in a while, huh? You haven't hiked either.
I actually ran in Texas.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. I mean, when I say I'm not running, it doesn't mean I'm not running. It's just I'm not really doing it 5-6 times a week. I'm doing it like 2.
I see.
You know, 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
Which is more than most
people
do.
I don't
know
how you can do it, man. I mean, you can't pay me enough to run.
You get in the mode. You just do it. You get in the mode, and you start. You feel so good afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I'm gonna try to do like a really good workout weekend. Sometimes mm-hmm. you know, and just do that. Going to see a movie, I think, tonight with a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
What would you like to see?
Well, I was in Texas, and I was with my man friend, although he hates me calling him that.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to go see The Town.
The Town, yeah,
about
really the heist, right?
Yeah, did you
bank
see it?
Heist? No, I've heard
it's
of it.
It's pretty good. It was
Is
really,
it really,
really good. And we also saw
with Ben Affleck?
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it. It was a lot of fun.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Then we saw The American.
Oh, with George Clooney.
Yeah.
Was that good?
It's actually a really well-done movie, and it really draws you in, but I felt like the plot line was just really unsatisfying.
Really? I mean, are you into thrillers and things like that?
Yeah, but it's not that... Yeah, it is a thriller, but it's not really like a... It's more of a... An assassin type thriller.
I see. Okay.
And it's really interesting, but I feel like the plot is it just, I don't know, I feel very, very unsatisfying. Like it's a movie that I think was done really well, you know, from a cinematography and from just the way they took the shots and everything. I thought the movie, you're like, well, this is a really well done movie. But I just felt, as far as just like the basic plot line, I was just really underwhelmed.
Really?
Yeah, I was unsatisfied. You're just kind of like, oh man, that's it, you know? You're kind of like, that's the ending? It was that feeling.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh, I didn't need to see that.
I know.
That's my opinion on it.
Yeah.
So,
well, my problem is I love thrillers, but my wife doesn't, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I've got like a million movies lined up, and I can't watch any of them because she won't watch any of them.
Oh, really?
So it's like I got to look for a Jennifer Aniston kind of movie, you know? You know, going crazy with it. I can't watch that stuff.
I love all kinds of movies, but horror movies, I don't like horror movies.
Yeah, no, I'm not into those either. They appeal more to younger audiences, you know?
Yeah, I don't like horror, you know, gore.
Yeah.
I like psychological thrillers. I like a lot of action movies.
Mm-hmm.
I like romance movies. I like them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like romantic comedies?
Yeah, they're good. A lot of times they seem to be cheesy though, don't they?
They are for the most part.
Yeah, they
That's
seem
what
kinda
I'm saying.
Like, you know, they're not that I don't know, exciting or whatever.
Yeah, like cheaply made, you know.
Yeah. I don't know, just not that fun, you know?
Yeah, and they're not fun either. I mean, there's not a lot of funny movies recently at all.
Mm-mm.
I'd like to see some really funny movies. You know, what happened to Jim Carrey, the funny Jim Carrey? You know, what happened to Eddie Murphy? What happened to all of those that used to make us laugh and now they're just like one bomb after another, you know?
I don't know. I think that, you know, sometimes the focus of movies change or the trends change and people change and
it just seems like people can't repeat their success sometimes.
Where have you been, guys? Make us laugh. We're stressed. Get back on the game. Not fair.
All right, folks. We're done for the week. Stay tuned for Dr. Michelle on the couch coming up next.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to have a great weekend, and we'll see you all here on Monday.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.